Just saw a great completion by Harry Douglas on third down. Now you're going to see the touchdown pass to Julio. And it looks like you have one-on-one coverage, which you do. But I'm going to show you some small things that make this play work for the Falcons. First off, you got Julio's here, and he's matched up, obviously, against Patrick Peterson, one of their better defensive backs. We know Julio had a big day, but here's why. They're going to run a go route down his sideline, and usually this receiver is outside here. He's probably usually somewhere outside these numbers. But now by the adjustment of his split, he's inside, so it's going to leave him so much room to run down on the sideline and gives Matt a great opportunity to throw the football down the sideline. As you see the play inform, you see now Patrick Peterson does not get his hands on him. That's one part that helps Julio as a free release. He allows him to just run freely out the line of scrimmage. But now he ends up on the numbers right here. Usually he's already 2-3 yards outside the numbers, which makes it a tougher throw. But also here's a good job of Steven Jackson picking up the blitz that's coming here and also picking up the loose defensive end that it gives Matt time to throw the football down the field. So now with the room to the sideline, Matt can lay it out to the side, which gives him an easier catch. And we know Julio, one of the more athletic guys in the NFL. So here's what I'm talking about. You got man-to-man here. But what's going to happen is he's going to open the gate and just allow free release for Julio. Now, most of the time, like I said, he's usually lines up here. So when he starts his route, he's going to go out here and he ends up about 2 yards from the sideline, which makes it a tougher throw. But by this having a tight split right inside, he makes it an easier throw, so he has all this room on the sideline to throw the football, and that's what happens. Doesn't get any jam on him, and now you can see, look at all this grass that Matt has to lay the football. He can lay the ball up here, he can lay it back here, and he ends up throwing it back shoulder, but just a good job of Julio getting on top of him. He has a 1 yard release on him, and he doesn't allow him to get any contact on him. As you can see, the ball is laid perfectly outside in a good position. And it all starts from the beginning, not allowing Julio, he's not allowing Patrick Peterson to get his hands on him. So at the start, no hands. Julio leaves the quarterback so much room to lay the football, almost 10 yards to lay the football outside down here, which makes it an easier throw and just a spectacular catch from Julio to hold his feet up. Great job by both guys. Good job by alignment. Dirk Cutter, this offense is clicking on all cylinders right now. They're playing really well, and it starts all with alignment and assignment. Guys are doing what they're supposed to do, being in the spot they're supposed to be, and that's why the Falcons were successful on Sunday against the Cardinals in a pretty good defense. Come back next week. Should have another win. Big game versus Green Bay in Green Bay. Looking forward to some great plays. Once again, this was Falcons Film Session presented by State Farm. See you next week.